This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Hey, who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. Who that? You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday, July 7th. Ladies and gentlemen, we can all take a breath now. No, some of us were holding our breath about whether or not Dwight Howard was going to play for the Lakers. He's in. You can stop holding your breath. Dwight Howard's in. And no game. John, you love overusing this, but let's just stick with it since you've done it. You know, he could be the difference this year for the Lakers in the championship. And you know what he's going to do? Again, this is not to be really made fun of. He's going to donate his $700,000 to his own charitable initiative, Breathe Again. Doing it for the good.
Doing it for the good.
And to win a championship.
And to win a ring.
Bradley Beal will not be down there. Just announced this past hour by the Wizards. Now, they didn't have a chance in hell. That he's not going to be down there because of rotator cuff, because of that injury and his recovery from it. And it's unfortunate for the Wizards, who didn't have a chance again. Why are they even there? Well, they're there because it's about the money, right? It's about moving forward. We're going to have basketball one way or the other, John. Folks are dropping like flies. But not LeBron. You hadn't heard a peep out of LeBron.
Hell no.
He's in the chamber.
Well, he's posting on Instagram pictures of himself in a mask working out.
I know. He's in the chamber.
He's
he
ready.
He gets done working out. He gets in the chamber.
Oh, dude.
Put me in the chamber for the other 23 hours of the day until it's time to play.
LeBron is getting, what is it, going to be number 4?
Yes.
Yeah. He getting number 4.
He's got to. He's 35 years old.
Yeah. Like, so he it don't matter. Dude, if he's got to fly you and me down there into the bubble just to field another team to play against. He
Whatever.
Will be getting number 4.
Whatever's got to be done. Avery Bradley out. Go sign up J.R. Smith.
Exactly. So, yes, that's been the news. Spencer Dinwiddie's not going to be able to go. The Nets are literally going to have to start Chris Chioza.
White Station Hooper.
How about that, though? That is kind of a cool story.
His whole story's been cool. He ends up the Florida assist leader. Now in the league, he's a vet. And now going to get some serious PT.
Yes.
For the Nets.
Yes,
the Nets team that you know, probably got a better team staying than going.
What about Jeremiah? Is Jeremiah going to be on that roster too down there?
Good question.
I'm assuming he's going to.
How do you say it now? How do you and the young tick, some tick, I think I heard you say the other day?
Yeah.
You ballers, is that what you're yelling? No, minutes now, we've set that to the side. You might get some tick.
Yeah, the old school would say like burn, you know, but now it's tick.
Now, old school says burn?
Yeah. You ain't never heard that term? Burn?
No.
Get some burn? Okay. But yes, I honestly, he's part of that roster. I'm assuming he is going to be down there because they'll need the
body.
They
should let him. They should absolutely let him.
But yes.
Another great story, Memphis Hooper, much like Chio's.
How about that? They both play on the same NBA team. So anyway, that is the latest. Dwight Howard is a yes. Spencer Dinwiddie is a no. Bradley Beal is a no. So far, nobody has opted out of – listen, let's be honest about it before we sort of move on and set the schedule here. Nobody has opted out that's on a contender that doesn't have an injury or a family circumstance.
You had all the stipulations there.
For example,
Avery Bradley's contender, but then has a family situation.
You know, Trevor Reeves is kind of the same thing, right? Like Trailblazers are a real team, you know.
Yeah.
But he's got like a custody thing he's going through right now, and so he can't go down there for 3 months or 2 months or whatever it is. And so you know, nobody who is able-bodied without sort of you know strings attached back home has opted out. I mean, that's just the truth. So. You know, I think that's probably about what I don't think anybody expected no opt-outs, you know.
No, so we thought the number would be small, relatively speaking.
But no starter without COVID, without injury, and without a family situation back home has opted out on a real team. So I think that's a victory for the NBA. And look, here's the other thing. The positive tests in pro sports have been pretty minimal.
Saw the WNBA relatively low.
I mean, just not really – Yeah, I mean, well below right now the positivity rate in America, you know? I mean, so it's not like there are outbreaks. You know, now we're really going to – the good news is that we're going to actually get a chance to test, you know, the efficiency of the bubble. We're going to really see if it can work because the overwhelming majority of the athletes who are going down, whether it's MLS, now there have been some outbreaks contained to specific teams – in MLS, but by and large.
But is that a true bubble? Or are they getting out at night and partying?
No, I think it's the same thing as Disney. I think they're playing on Disney campus, you know? And so they're going
like,
I haven't read their protocol.
That's been a little looser for them.
It probably has. I mean,
that's how it's managed to, you know, infiltrate the bubble.
But you know, by and large, it's been pretty minuscule in terms of positive tests for, you know, pro athletes. And so we're going to really see how, you know, the integrity of this bubble will hold up. I mean, I think our collective psyches are dependent on it. You know what I mean? So anyway, guys are going down this week. NBA players are going down this week. This is the moment that you've all been waiting for. I believe the Orlando Magic are already there because they are in Orlando. So they took the team bus today or late last night. So other teams, including the Grizzlies, will be arriving later this week. I believe the Grizzlies leave tomorrow or Thursday. I mean, it's very soon, so it's happening. We got a big show planned for you today, Jason. Proud to bring it to you, proud to present it to you. We're going to be joined by Eric Bossy, Rivals.com recruiting analyst. He will join us at 11:25, and we will ask him, of course, about Ahmad Rand. No, we're going to ask him about Musa Cisse. We're gonna ask him about Musa Cisse, who, of course, we're all sort of anticipating that decision that could come really at any minute. Who knows?
Bossy flipped.
He did flip. He did flip indeed. So we'll talk we'll talk to him about you know, Musa Cisse, what that means for Memphis, Penny Hardaway, the momentum of the program. Does it bring that back? Lots to get to with Eric Bossy. He'll join us at 11:25. 12:25. Anthony Sain will be on the show. You're certainly hearing a lot more of him these days. He's been filling in for Jeff and us and others. He'll join us at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Radio.com Sports Insider, NBA Sports Insider, Ryan McDonough is going to join us again at 1:25. So that's the show today. Looking awfully forward to it. But wanted to start the show with the news of yesterday that we were actually signing off when it broke. Patrick Mahomes,
my lord,
signed the richest contract in the history of sports, 10 years, $450 million extension. Okay. The deal could be worth up to $503 million, otherwise known as half of the valuation of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Lord.
$140 million of that is an injury guarantee. So no matter what happens, no matter what happens over the next 10 years, he is guaranteed to make $14 million a year. If he don't play a snap for the Chiefs, if he is hurt every single year with arthritis, with a torn ACL, with a torn, what labrum, whatever, he is getting guaranteed $140 million. 24
years old. I heard Shepard say his kids and kids and kids and their kids and their kids could be are set for life.
Yes.
On this kind of money.
You know, it reminds me of every time I see a story with Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, the first thought of this was, well, maybe in my 40s, the Raiders will get back to the Super Bowl because it ain't happening in my 30s. That's for damn sure. But I also think about that fateful night, man. I think about that fateful night on draft night, April 27th, 2017, when Patrick Mahomes was, what do you think I'm doing? You think I'm really going to rub it in your face, man? Well, I mean, why would you think I'm your partner? You know what I mean? I mean, today's not a day to rub it in your face. But I've got the audio.
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
Why would you do this? You want to watch a man squirm on this day?
Wow, what a pick.
We took straight things just trash. Got
interesting. Yes, they did.
Yeah, we moved up one spot to get Trubisky.
That, dude, honestly, like, that was a hell of a pick, man. I mean, who could have saw him coming? You know what I mean?
Again, there were many teams between us and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it really was Deshaun Watson. Those of us, at that point, Trubisky, in terms of all the graders, now, they didn't tell you that then. They won't tell you that now, but they had Trubisky on top of the three guys, Deshaun, Mahomes, and Trubisky, okay? They just won't tell you that now. The problem was some of us had watched Deshaun Watson have incredible moments, right, where he won despite the odds stacked to get just glorious moments on the field. And despite a couple holds the ball too long, those kind of concerns, he was a winner. And we said we should take him. So that's the one. And Deshaun Watson will end up being a top 10 mocked guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that you could fault the Bears on, because I'm telling you right now, nobody other than the Chiefs was going to move up that high to get Mahomes. He was mocked down at 17. So anyway, if you're going to, you got to blame a lot more teams than the Bears for not having the foresight to see Mahomes like the Chiefs did, to know what he represented, that he wasn't on top. But he had most scouts fooled. Mitchell Trubisky did, in terms of where he was ranked in that. But even those of us that listened to those scouts still thought, hey, you take Deshaun Watson. My deal was they should have drafted Deshaun Watson. Yes, them and everybody else missed on Patrick Mahomes. But my deal was, either way, we ended up with a trash can.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I'm hoping that Nick Foles beats this guy out.
No, you're right.
They're signing this guy to $500 million.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. A lot of teams missed on Patrick Mahomes.
He's 24 years old, too. I mean, it's going to go on for a while.
No, it is. He's going to be very good for
at least the next couple of years while that hit against the salary cap is low for him.
What's far more likely when you're talking about this deal is that we look back in 10 years and say, I cannot believe the Chiefs got him for that money. That's more likely than, oh, my God, that was an awful deal. You know, I mean, because the production is – I mean, they're going to be, you know, AFC favorites for the next 10 years. I mean, they just are, especially now that Tom's gone.
It depends. They'll have to continue to draft well to be favorites for that long. That I'll say. Look, this gives them the money blows your mind. Then the years you say, well, wow. I mean, most QB deals are half this long. This is 10 years long. But it's also the fact that it's team friendly in the front. They can go sign their big defensive tackle Chris Jones, their second best player.
Right.
Right. Because right now it's only a $5.3 million cap hit. Next year, still. $24.8 million, still be 12th ranked in the NFL. They've still got the next couple of years money that with Chris, they can go get Chris Jones now, win now.
Yep.
But they're going to have to, like, it's one of the ways they've built it. They're going to have to continue to draft really well to stay there that long, John.
Yeah,
because, again,
right.
Because this money's going to go up, and that cap hit's going to go up. And eventually it's going to be based on, hey, can you continue to draft the way you are? Because you're not going to be able to pay everybody that you've got. You know, guys, you know, you're going to have to let some guys walk. And so for right now, lock some in, absolutely. But, again, that front office, Andy, they've shown that they can do that, that they can draft that way, have that success. And but they've got their man locked in, a guy who you've always talked about. I mean, you see him twice a year. He's magical.
No, he's
unbelievable. The dude's magical. He does stuff we've never seen before.
Yeah, no, he is.
The question is he going to regret signing that long? Did he leave money on the table is the point you were making off air?
Well, because here's the deal. It's not tied to a percentage of the cap, which I would rather have. Because the salary cap, like everything else in the world, is going to go up over the next 10 years.
Always does.
The stock market goes up, the salary cap goes up. That's what happens. And so rather than just say, okay, I'm going to get X amount of money every year, what you would rather do is you would rather have your salary tied to a percentage of the cap so that when the cap goes up, you get a raise. Because I guarantee you, Mahomes just set the market, right? Like, he just set the market. I mean, it happens. Once upon a time, Matthew Stafford's at the market. Once upon a time, Derek Carr's at the market. Once upon a time, Aaron Rodgers at the market. So the market is constantly reset, right? And so whenever it's time, you know, for that next wave of quarterback, right, you know, has Deshaun got his deal yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so whenever Deshaun gets his deal, if he hasn't yet, when Deshaun gets his deal, you know what he's going to say? What Pat Mahomes do? What Pat Mahomes get, right? That's what he's going to – now, it ain't going to be 10 years. Nobody wants to do 10 years. But he's going to look at that number and say, 10 years, $50 million potentially. So now I want to do a five-year, you know, $200 million deal.
Deshaun's expected to get $40 million
plus. Yeah. So, I mean, that's – he's just at the market. You know, the market used to be –
Dak's eyebrow went up.
Yeah, know? I mean –
But again, Dak.
Dak ain't getting paid.
He ain't getting 40.
Jerry ain't paid Dak. Jerry said, no, Dak.
Dak's doing a smart thing, though. I mean, he's going to get whether it's on the 1 year or not, he's going to end up getting paid one way or the other. He's not going to end up at 40 because, again, you haven't won to the degree that Mahomes has, but he's going to get paid.
You know what?
Dallas got too much too invested in not to make that.
What it does sort of – there is another piece of this conversation I want to explore with you because you talked about it off the air. Like Lamar Jackson, right? Like Lamar Jackson's going to want $40 million plus. You wonder where that is going to stop. Like, are we going to look up – in 20 years, and quarterbacks are signing five-year, $500 million deals.
Others have mentioned having their own cap for just that position.
Interesting.
And how that affects your team.
Interesting.
So that you can still try to build around these guys, right, and have something. Because I'm telling you, the Patriots may become a thing of the past, a rarity in terms of a dinosaur, in terms of what you can be in the future. John, if that continues to happen, if this money continues to go up for that position. You know, Tom Brady, for one reason or another, was willing to take less for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people arguing. Marcus Spears has been, you know, froth at the mouth about this, about how guys should get all their money. Right, they should, while the getting's good, because you don't know how long it's going to last. It's one thing, and players generally, it feels like, kind of hold that view. But again, when you look at this, I don't know if you can do it again, because you pay a quarterback this much. Yes,
right.
These first 2 years, team friendly, but it's going to get real unfriendly after that, especially for trying to sign other big time guys that they draft that go on to become stars. We see it all the time, so it's going to be hard to continue to do it.
Well,
you know, Mahomes willing to put it off right now. But when it comes time for, you know, to continue to pay four or five guys,
right,
your big guys, you're going to have to let some of these guys walk.
Well, the truth of the matter is that it really, what it does do is it puts a lot more pressure on your scouting department.
All day long.
Because you're not going to be relevant in free agency anymore, because you're not going to have the money to throw around. You know, like, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to bank on hitting on these guys their first, second, third years in the league before they can renegotiate and get their big long-term deals.
Essentially what's happened to Seattle. In a way.
Right. It is. I mean, they don't have a lot of big names.
The draft,
yeah.
And then Russell was hitting on Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
But since having to pay him, you've kind of had to piece it together.
Yeah, they had to draft Chris Carson. You know what I mean? Like, they had to let Marshawn walk. I mean, that's the way it goes.
And they've never really just had, other than the draft and Metcalf now, but they've never had a free agent wide receiver acquisition that they could go out and add. But they've had to try to continue to do it through the draft. Hasn't always been easy. You can be hitting there for a few years. You get off, though, and this can throw you off. But that said, look, you've locked in a guy that has shown, even at 24 years old, he is, he's talked about, he hadn't even really studied yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had He doesn't even really know yet what people are throwing at him and everything people can throw at him. Wait till he gets a few more seasons under his belt in terms of how good this guy can be. You've seen Manning go on, and they become robots in terms of mentally because they've seen everything. And when Mahomes gets to that, when you could start adding that in to the skill level, I mean, John, the chance to win with, you know, maybe not the greatest of a team around you is higher when you've got a guy like that. That's the one thing. But I do wonder if, to your point earlier, if we're getting to a place where these quarterback salaries are so high, do you separate those guys? Because it feels like the rest of the NFL is bound to get so much less when it continues to go this way.
So one of the things that I thought was interesting, you brought up that they were having this conversation on Get Up this morning, which was that, like, you know, now that Mahomes, was he 24? You know,
he's 24 years old.
He's leading the way in terms of the young phenoms in sports. Over the next 10 years, whose career would you want?
Which young athlete you'd bet on for the next 10 years? Mahomes, Mike Trout, who's 28 years old, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's 25, or Zion Williamson, who's 20. Some others. I think those were the names Greenberg tweeted in terms of his survey,
You got to put Ja in the conversation
Luka Doncic should be in there. He's 21. Yep. Ja Morant is 20 years old, if you're talking about next 20. And, of course, we're in Memphis. We're going to say Ja. But Ja should be on some of these national lists from some of those guys as well. But Mahomes, I think on Mike's own survey, on his tweet, I think won hands down. But Mike Trout in baseball, who's 28 and considered the best in the game, even though most – you know, your average baseball fan, some of them don't know his face. Giannis, who's still just 25, and it feels like is still destined for greater things when it comes to championships and how many he could win. And then Zion, you know, at 20. Luka has to be on there. Ja Morant has to be on there.
I would throw another name in there.
You got to have Mahomes in the next 10. Again, Bo, back to the point, in football especially, he can't just do it alone. You've got to continue to put something great, whether you get it through the draft, if you're available to kill, if you can still plug in some guys here, there through free agency, it's going to be tougher to do. That said, because of the magic magician he is, you've got to put him in there for the next 10 years. He's going to be a stud because of how young he is, too.
There's another guy I was throwing
there. Andy Reid's got a lot to do with it, too. It's kind of like Brady Belichick. We'll see. They could be that, though.
Yeah.
Possibly.
The soccer player, who plays for Chelsea, the American Christian?
You're going outside the range now.
I can't pronounce his last name. I'm sorry. I don't want to mispronounce it. But it's
Pulis.
Pulisic. Yeah. Pulisic. I don't know.
Look at you. You're adding to our range there. Going out
him. Getting, that
not,
dude.
Next 10 years, though.
Yes, bro. He's 21 years old. He's 21 years old, and his career is just getting started. Like, I mean, he's got to be in the conversation. I mean, some people say he's going to be the best American soccer player that's ever lived. I mean, so
absolutely. Bet on for the next 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's because he's already scored 14 goals in 34 appearances as an international player. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, he's 21, dude. You know, I mean.
I remember reading about him in Sports Illustrated.
This ain't no Freddie Adu, okay? We've been let down before. This ain't no Freddie Adu.
Why are you taking out all your rage on about Freddie?
Because
how much you got pent up in there?
Because,
you
Jason,
led astray?
Yes, that's why. Because how many times were we told that Freddie Adu was going to lead the way?
We do this in every sport. We do it all the time.
No, not quite like Freddie, though. He was crowned at like 15.
Who was that? Who was this clown that we crowned after Phelps? So we make it even.
Who?
Lochte. Isn't that his name?
Lochte won some medals. Lochte won some medals. What, yeah. Dude, Freddie Adu
Freddie
right
Adu
now?
Was great for a little while. You act like he's some bum.
He is.
What is Lochte? He ain't Phelps.
Dude, Lochte has once. He has meddled in some stuff. He has some gold medals.
Oh, he's a knucklehead. That man's an absolute knucklehead.
Okay, let's
see. You're going to sit up here and be selective and just pick on Freddie Adu. Better get some letdowns over on the other side.
Let's see. He has the world record in the 200-meter individual medley. Okay? He is a world record
Freddie scored some national goals. Freddie scored in national competition.
Bro,
don't
Freddie
just act like
Adu
he was some bum out there.
Couldn't make the roster for 901 FC. Okay? That's what we're – I mean,
how old is he now, man? About 30-something years old.
He's 31.
This was a while back.
He's 31.
All right, then.
I mean
– He was miscrowned.
Freddie Adu might be one of the most disappointing careers in
the
history.
Get out of here.
He was referred to as the next Pele. Okay.
I didn't refer to him as the next Pele.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, you
and
know.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm responsible for crowning
he
him.
He was signed to the DC United organization at 14. All right. Now, who are we blaming? Do we blame Freddie or do we blame DC United?
The people that scouted him out. They didn't see something.
Yeah. He was the youngest athlete in the history of the United States to sign a professional contract. That's pretty insane. 14 years old. I'm going to blame DC United on that one.
Marinovich, he let us down.
Not his like
daddy,
Freddie.
His dad.
Nobody let us
hard.
Down like Freddie.
They made him a robot, and his dad made him a robot and pushed too hard. Let down.
But listen,
do that all the time as a society, though. Crown the next the great thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I tell you what.
And it does, you know, that it probably puts too much pressure on him as it is.
Well, I think that's
part of it. Too early.
You know who never let us down? LeBron. We crowned him really early. He never let us down.
LeBron better get some more rings. I missed the 35.
He's got three.
Because he's chasing that ghost. It's not about what you and I say about it. It's about what LeBron sees. And all he sees is the ghost with six. He's got to come to terms with that.
All right.
We're not going to get there.
Pass along. He'll get the four. He'll get the four. Maybe he'll get the five, but he'll get the four for sure. So anyway, Patrick Mahomes, a very rich man.
Patrick Mahomes and to his family.
A very rich man indeed. All right, we'll come back. Eric Boss, he's going to join us from Rivals.com. We'll talk to him about Musa Cisse's announcement, where he believes that Memphis is in that recruitment, what it means, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Save up to $500 when you get a king mattress for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699. And get 50% off select mattresses from our top-rated brands like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. Shop in-store, online at mattressfirm.com, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Hurry in, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some hot buys only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
It all starts with just one thing. This summer, try some eco-friendly water sports like paddle boarding, swimming, or diving. And be sure to use reef-friendly sunscreen. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business. One of thousands on eBay. Powered by people. Millions of people. All over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. So your little one can safely ride her bike all summer long. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
At Advance Auto Parts, we take the guesswork out of your oil change. Our experts will help you find the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Plus, this July, we're donating $1 to Building Homes for Heroes with every 5-quart bottle of Valvoline sold. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty, you're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Do it now. Now is my time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm a score like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Eric Boss. He covers college basketball recruiting for Rivals.com as a national recruiting analyst. Let's make him the gigantic interview.
Every weekday on 92.9's Jason and John Show, we have a special guest we call the Gigantic Interview. Presented by A-Team Roofing on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Eric, what's happening, man? Good to hear from you.
Oh, wow. You didn't tell me there was going to be this much pressure.
Yeah, well, it's you know what? The subject happens to be a pretty gigantic human being, so it fits.
Yeah, and you have to forgive me. I think I should be good, but I had to walk outside and leave my notes because my wife is inside having a meltdown on somebody at work, so we didn't need that in the background.
Oh, actually, you know what? Can you go back in? Would you like to hear
it?
We're
all going through it.
No, it's definitely understandable. All right, so let's just kind of jump into it. I think the story right now in Memphis and what everybody is obviously curious about is Musa Cisse and that decision, whenever it may come. It definitely feels like over the weekend there was a shift of sorts. I got a call on Saturday, and that seems to be the day that everybody got a call about the recruitment of Musa Cisse, though I think we all sort of acknowledged that the longer that this went, the better it was for Memphis. What is sort of your understanding of Musa's recruitment and where it may be headed?
Sure. You know, so I don't know what all you guys may have or haven't discussed. I'm sure you've discussed it pretty heavily, but I think for the longest time there was a lot of feeling that LSU was in there pretty deep due to some longstanding relationships between their staff and some of the people in Musa's circle that were beneficial to them and, you know, had kind of a, I guess, you know, just a long-standing relationship that helps. You know, recruiting is about relationships. But kind of as time has gone by, like you say, you know, he's not committing. What's going on? And I think it's just been Memphis in there plugging away and doing a great job of identifying people in his circle who are going to be key in the decision-making process and maybe swaying them over to their side is what it kind of sounds like.
We've discussed what this means for Memphis a ton, Eric. But you've got, I think, LSU right now at Rivals is number 8 nationally in terms of the class they've already got. Includes the 7-footer we've talked about, Josh Gray's a 3-star guy, but also 5-star guard Cameron Thomas. Adding Musa, how high does it push them up? We haven't talked much about what this does for their class. How high does that push them up the rankings if you add Musa to what they've already got?
Okay, so we've got a system in place that assigns point values to players. So without that in front of me, I can't tell you the exact number because I have to look at the numbers on the teams in front of me. But sure. I think it pushes them up into the top 5.
Interesting.
And then for those of the few around Memphis, I don't know whether they've been living under a rock or whatever else, that don't know what he'll bring, whether it's to LSU or to Memphis, the kind of player he is, elite shot blocker, right, Eric? We're hearing best in the country.
Yeah, elite shot blocker, can really sprint from rim to rim. You know, a new age big man who, if he gets caught out defensively and switches, can move his feet 20, 25 feet away from a basket and not be a liability. And then also, you know, he has the ability to recover. And I think also what's been kind of lost in this is, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say he's Tim Duncan from a skill standpoint, but he's not just some guy who can't score either. he's got some touch. He can make a 12 to 15 foot jumper. He's learned how to score with either hand around the rim, and he's one of those guys who is improving quite rapidly from when we first saw him a couple years ago. And I think one of those guys that when he gets in a college program can maybe be a little bit of a pleasant surprise offensively, because we just keep talking rebounding, athleticism, mm-hmm. shot blocking, but I really think there's a lot more to him as a player.
No, I'm really bullish on Musa as a prospect. I think he's a program changer, you know, for whatever team. I mean, it's gonna end up being Memphis, but he's certainly a program changer for wherever he decides to go. I want to sort of spin this and to Penny and the University of Memphis program, because Eric, as you know, they were the toast of college basketball a year ago. They had the number one recruiting class. They got James. They got DJ. They locked everybody down locally. They added a few really important high-profile pieces from around the country, and Precious Achiuwa, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones. I mean, they were hotter than anybody in college basketball. And a year later, you know, obviously we know the bottom sort of fell out on that class. James Wiseman only played three games. He left them with an NCAA investigation, and they missed on Jalen Green. Granted, he would have come to Memphis, but he got a great offer from the G League at the last minute. They didn't end up getting Greg Brown, so they ended up missing on two of their biggest priorities in the class of 2020. And, you know, until now, it didn't really seem like they were getting Musa. To get Musa, though, for Penny, how meaningful is that? Just in terms of good PR, right, in terms of just sort of restoring some of that momentum that maybe was lost, how important, how valuable is it for Penny Hardaway, just from a perception standpoint, to get Musa?
I think it's certainly valuable from a perception standpoint, but here's the thing. I think from perception, I think a line has kind of been drawn in the sand by this point anyway, where either you're a believer in Penny Hardaway or you're one of those guys who's going to say, no, he can't do it. You guys see that in Memphis. You see the people, oh, he's just trying to get by on his name or whatever, and then you have the believers. I'm still on the side that I'm a believer that Penny is going to get things done in Memphis. So the most important thing to getting things done is having good players, right? So getting a player like Musa, yeah, it's good from a perception standpoint, but I think it's far more important from putting the best players on the floor and giving yourself, you know, if you're Penny, I think he's certainly well aware that there's been some critics and some naysayers out there. I think him and the people in the program, they'd really like to go out there and shut some mouths this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Musa gives them that much more of an opportunity to do so.
What is the significance of Mike Miller stepping down?
I think it's pretty significant. You see, he's not been replaced yet, right?
Yep.
You know, there's certainly been different rumors about what they may or may not do to replace him. But in my experience, now an assistant coach can't do everything. And you still need a head coach to kind of close the deal. But in a short time, Mike Miller had become one of the most popular assistants with kids and their families that I've ever come from, especially given how short a time he'd been working in the business. You know, he's just a natural, I think. That guy's got a pretty interesting world experience growing up in Mitchell, South Dakota, playing in the NBA, being an NBA champion, being around locker rooms, around a diverse group of people. He's a people person. He's very comfortable. He's very genuine, very authentic. Of course, knows the game, played the game at a high level. Guys like that just aren't easy to find.
McCourt Maker, is that going to become a trend, Eric? Top prospects going to HBCUs. Do you think he'll play there? Will others go? No, he reached out, obviously, to Mikey Williams about doing the same thing. Do they have the resources, Eric, really to compete with the elite-level programs when it comes to landing these guys?
I think that's what we're going to see. I don't think it's as much about resources. I think it's about, you know, getting guys in their circles to take them seriously as an option. And I think we are starting to see kids take them seriously as an option. At least I sure hope they're taking them seriously when we're discussing this. Obviously, we're in a time of great social change, or at least attempting to do great social change, mm-hmm. in this country. And, you know, a lot of that's coming from our youth And we're seeing that with the different way they're looking at things, the different way they're looking at opportunities, you know. McCurr took a visit to Howard. He committed there. He knows that if he does what he's capable of while he's there, the NBA stuff is going to follow. And I think a guy to show that roadmap is going to be really important. You know, in anything, a lot of us want to see somebody do it for us before we're willing to take that leap ourselves, whether that's as a kid at the pool waiting to jump off the high dive, you know, whatever it may be. So I think it's a great move. I like to see someone doing something different, shaking up the establishment a little bit. Now with McCurr, he's obviously still in the NBA draft, so he still has that decision to make here the next month of whether he wants to stay in the draft or go to Howard. But, you know, if he goes there and plays well, it's absolutely going to open up opportunities for HBCU programs. And, you know, that's going to be a great thing. I think the more people competing for an elite talent, more opportunities for that elite talent to experience different things on the college level, I think it's a win-win for everyone involved.
You know, there is sort of a question about whether he ever suits up for Howard, right? I mean, like, in fact, isn't the expectation that he won't play in college? I mean, that from the, you know, the people I talk to, they say there's, you know, there's eligibility concerns, among other things.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people looking at it with a little bit of a question mark in their minds of, mm-hmm. of whether or not he will actually make it on campus.
Right.
But, you know, if he doesn't, it's still a big step ahead in someone doing something different. So, you know, if you're Howard, I think it's a win all the way around. Kenny Blankney has gotten incredible publicity out of this, which is good. He's a good guy. I've known Kenny for a long time. I'm so happy for him to see that happening for him. But, you know, the NBA feedback on McCurr right now is a little bit mixed. And him and his advisors have all been pretty adamant that they don't feel like he's going to be a lock to go in the first round, then he'll go to college. And I think right now that's up in the air. I'm a big believer in we got to do our best to take people for their word and what they say. So right now he says he's headed there. And if he doesn't get that first round guarantee, I'm going to assume he's going to be at Howard and we're going to see something different on play this year. And I'm really interested to see how it goes and looking forward to seeing him do something different and be successful at it.
Yeah, no, I mean, regardless, it's a terrific headline, you know, for Howard. There's no question about that. We're talking to Eric Bossy, national recruiting analyst for Rivals.com. A couple other things I want to ask you about. You've got Kennedy Chandler as the number one prospect at point guard in the class of 2021, number 10 overall. How much better can he get? I mean, obviously the rise has been pretty remarkable and pretty rapid for him. But what's the next, I guess, sort of gear for Kennedy Chandler in terms of his development?
I think the most important thing is going to be developing more consistency as a deep jump shooter. He's not the biggest guard in the world. He certainly gets in the lane. He can play fast. He can play half court. So he's comfortable in any tempo. But a guy his size making a living getting in the lane isn't the easiest of things at the highest level of basketball, right? So the more he can do to improve himself as a shot maker and a scoring threat from deep is really going to open things up for him. But obviously he's really, really good. And for now, until someone takes it from him, he's the best at that slot in his class. And, you know, has worked really hard to get there, and everything I know about him suggests that he'll keep working hard.
You know, it's interesting because for the last two classes, and we're not going to count Musa as a member of you know 2020 because he reclassified late. But you know, in the case of Matthew Morrell in 2020, he was the top rated in Memphis. He left. Kennedy Chandler, top rated in 2021. You know, he is left. In the city of Memphis. So the dynamics, I guess, are changing a little bit for the University of Memphis as it relates to local recruiting. How does Penny sort of adjust to that? You know, you used to be able to, no matter what, lean on the city of Memphis for recruiting, and the talent is still here, but, you know, there are going to be years where, you know, whether it's Sunrise Academy, whether it's IMG, whoever it is, you know, they come in, they poach a guy, and it becomes tougher. So how does a coach like Penny sort of adjust to that?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't think the answer is really all that much different with what what you're currently doing. You know, you're trying to build those relationships in the city of Memphis because more, for the most part, when kids like a Morrell or a Kenny Chandler or anyone else who goes to one of these national academies for a senior year, those schools that they go to aren't really getting all up in the recruitments. You know, it's not like where, of course, you want to have a great relationship with Luke Barnwell, the head coach of Sunrise Christian, right? But he's really, at the end of the day, not going to have a lot to do
right.
with a Kennedy Chandler's recruitment other than being a bit of a gatekeeper, so to speak. It's still about fostering and building relationships with the family, with the kid, while you have them on town, with everyone in town who is going to be around them. So if you see that there are kids that may be leaving, more important than ever at an early age is getting them on campus as much as possible, you know, making sure that they know about that hometown love. Because, you know, when they leave, even though the coaches at those schools may not be as involved, you could still, they're teenagers, you know, things change quick. You could potentially, I don't want to say forget about how important hometown is to you, but, you know, lose a little bit of that feel because you don't have, you know, when you go out to the corner store to pick up a snack, you don't have someone yelling, "Go Memphis," at you or things like that. And those things, they do add up in a recruitment for a lot of kids. So it's even more imperative than ever that you identify those guys early and really go to work on building that relationship when they're freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So in case they do leave, you've got that really firm foundation to stand on.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Eric, man, this was great
stuff. Thank you for this, brother.
Appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
Yep, thanks, man. He is Eric Bossy. Covers recruiting for Rivals.com. There you have it from Eric. All right, lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Anthony Sain at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty. You're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost 3 decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
Are you a metalhead, reggae lover, EDM addict? Whatever your musical tastes, the radio.com app now makes it even easier for you to find more of the music you love. Use the new Explore feature to discover new stations that match your interests. We're talking hundreds of pop, classic rock, hip-hop, jazz, alternative stations, and more. Radio.com has something for everyone. News junkies and sports fanatics, find your local stations and podcasts covering your local community and your favorite teams. Download the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. you've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off a set of Brake Best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference, like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Some interesting news this week, not this weekend, but today, earlier today, is that Alabama and Memphis are going to play an exhibition game October 31st or November 1st in Memphis at FedEx Forum, benefiting, you know, the global pandemic, right? Trying to raise money and awareness, I guess, for the global, pandemic. Although I don't think it needs much awareness at this point, probably just needs, money and donations. So, that's going to happen. Three-game series, two of these games are going to be in Memphis. So, you know, we've talked about.
And two of them will count.
Right. Yes, two of the three will count.
The first one this year.
Yeah, this one will not count. You know, we've talked before sort of about the future of scheduling both in basketball and football. And I think what you're going to see is certainly in the immediate future, you're going to see regional games, right? You're going to see regional. You're not going to see, you know, honestly, would it surprise me at all if, you know, if in college sports this year they eliminated all games you have to fly to, like, it would not surprise me at all. You know, like, I saw a report from the Michigan Sports Illustrated, you know, like, you know, Anthony Sain joins us at 12:25. You know, he covers the Grizzlies for the SI, you know, branch. The person who does that for Michigan reported that, you know, his understanding is that Michigan is going to cancel their games with Washington and Arkansas State this year because it requires, you know, a plane to get there. You know, they're going to play, they're going to drive their regional games. Like, you can fit, you know, 80 to 100 guys on a big bus or two buses, you know, and it's not an ordeal. But, you know, flying across, you know, the country and being in airports and things like that, you know, you subject yourself to more risk and exposure. So, you know, I do think that's the immediate. And this is sort of one of those situations where it's an easily – Tuscaloosa is an easily drivable game. It's not the best game, you know, but it is an SEC opponent, and you know, it's within driving distance. So you're probably pretty happy to get it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, with the nature of things in terms of what, you know, feeling secure about something – because we've said with the news, things change on a daily basis in terms of how safe we feel, in terms of how, you know, what we think about sports and the resumption of sports. So from that standpoint, to have something that you can drive to in stone as much as it can be for the next couple of years, yeah, you feel good about that. And Nate Oates, you feel like he'll have that Alabama program. You know, if you're looking at this thing from a standpoint of, okay, what do they give you? What does that provide? Is it a win, potentially a non-conference win over a tournament team, a potential tournament team? That's what you hope it is, and not just a favor in this case. You want to play, and Penny's talked about these regional rivalries and how much, you know, you like these when you can get them. Now, they were at their best, again, when Penny was playing, I'd tell you, when there were Memphis guys on the other side,
right,
like when Arkansas and Memphis used to go at it. That's part of what made those rivals. And you won't have much of this there with Alabama, at least not right now. Alabama not recruiting Memphis to that level, at least as of yet. You know, certainly don't expect them to anytime soon.
Yeah.
That said, how many people will actually see this exhibition on October 31st or November 1? That obviously would be doubtful. So the way you're going to raise funds for, we'll see how they do it. That said, you like it for the next couple of years after that, in terms of, I hope Alabama's going to be good, that they'll be better than they were under Avery. And that will represent a game that you can look to at a non-conference, say, okay, if we beat them, that's going to mean something to a tournament committee. Obviously, we're saying all this knowing, you know, with things up in the air, who knows when these games start, if there'll be fans watching them, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I
figure if you're in an empty FedEx Forum on October 31st or November 1st, there's no reason why you can't have this one. Like John said, you can drive, you can, you know, and again, that's looking at the numbers today. We're all hoping they're better by then, but I just can't imagine a crowd full of folks at FedEx Forum watching this thing. You're going to, you know, we'll hear about it is what we'll do.
Right. I mean, it's going to be one of those situations. I think it's going to be a, you know,
isn't this one of those old deals, like a super seed scrimmage? You couldn't be in there anyway. I mean, is it not serving that purpose? Or once you make them for charity, can people?
Yeah,
actually,
no. I mean, I'm sure they'll televise it. I mean, you have. I mean, if it's for charity, you have to do something. You know.
Okay.
So I'm sure it'll be televised. It's a weird deal though, because it's a November 1st scrimmage is pretty late in the game.
That's what I'm saying. It used to but, be I mean, those D1s you couldn't hear about.
But I mean,
it.
I guess it's replacing there, like the Lemoyne-Owen. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's what it's doing. You know. Because Memphis Madness would be October 4th, you know, so it's sort of replacing.
Well, that's out the door.
Yeah, you're not going to have a Memphis Madness event, you know.
That's every program too. It's not just here in terms of the advantage.
I heard they had pretty big plans
for
that too. Like they had monster plans for Memphis Madness.
I'm sure they did.
But they certainly will not come to pass this year. Maybe next year. But yeah, I just continue to sort of try to envision this college sports season, and it's just going to be, I think, really jagged, you know?
Like delayed, jagged,
yeah.
Incomplete schedules in terms of number of games played. It won't be the same across the board. You'll have some teams, some programs, lower-level programs that probably, they get a few cases, John, they're going to have to shut it down, and not just shut it down for a couple of weeks. Might not be resuming if they've got to miss a couple of games. And to John's point, you know, you may not be in a position to where you can fly anywhere you want to, because again, some of these states have got rules where you got to be quarantined for a while. So who knows how all of that goes? What it feels like right now is, you know, the likelihood of things being pushed back a little bit. You know, whether that's college football and it's a few weeks, or if it's into the spring, or college basketball to January, just feels like, you know, until we get control again of these numbers, which right now I feel like they're out of control in some of these states, that the likelihood of us having to push it back gets higher and higher with each day.
Yeah.
You just hope we can have them in some form or fashion.
Brett McMurphy just tweeted that Fordham, which is in the Patriot League, has canceled its first three football games of the season.
There it is.
Versus Central Connecticut, Stony Brook, and at Hawaii. Again, is Fordham, are they FCS? They are, right? Like, they're an FCS team. I believe that's true. But, you know, again, like, those are going to be the teams who – you know, absolutely don't attempt to play because, you know, they don't make money on their
game. Not making enough anyway.
You know, again, what everybody has to sort of recognize here is that the only teams that will play in 2020 are doing it because they need the money. I mean, that's the bottom line, whether that's NBA, whether that's Major League Baseball, NFL, college. Well, you know, nobody's doing it because it's the right thing or the smart thing. You know, or because we need sports. They're doing it because of the financial implications that are present. I mean, that's, you know, we don't need to be under any kind of false pretenses here. You almost wish some of these organizations would come out and just say it, you know, and just acknowledge, hey, you know, we understand that this is, you know, going to be a hell of a lot to pull off, but we have to try because the ramifications of not trying are great, you know.
It's one thing to say that pro organization, sure, but, you know, God, if you get to a point where most
you know, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.